Bacteria are everywhere. In our bodies, in the air around us, and also in the ground beneath us, in the soil. The bacteria in soil are often very important for the growth of plants, including those that humans and other animals eat. However, not much is known about soil bacteria. Now, scientists have analysed soil samples from all over the world and compared the bacterial communities living in them. They found some surprising things. I spoke to Noah Feerer from the University of Colorado about his recent work.
Anytime you look at a few grams of soil, there's going to be thousands to tens of thousands of different microbial species that live in there. And we've known for a long time that these microbes do a lot of important things. For example, they control soil fertility, they're important controls on nutrient cycling, they're highly relevant to crop production, and essentially soil health in general. So we've known for 10 to 20 years or so that there's an enormous diversity of microorganisms in soil. And this is exciting, right? Because it means there's lots of diversity, but it's also frustrating because we don't know what most of these organisms are and what they're doing in soil. So our goal for this project was to basically start producing an atlas of soil microorganisms. What organisms live where, and what might they be doing in soil?
And how did you answer this question? What did you do?
Yeah, so the first thing we did was collect about 250 soils from all across the globe. We ended up with a collection of soils from 18 different countries. And we picked these soils carefully to represent a broad range of climates, soil characteristics, ecosystem types, basically tropical forests to Arctic tundra and everything in between. And then in order to identify the types of microorganisms in each soil, we had to use DNA sequencing. And the reason for this is that if you just look at soil under a microscope, you can see lots of bacteria, but they kind of all look the same. So instead, we use DNA sequencing to identify which specific organisms are found in each soil.
And what did you find?
Well, the thing that surprised us was, despite this enormous diversity of soil bacteria, we find that there's a relatively small subset, about 500 species that are dominant. In other words, that account for about half the bacterial communities found in soils from across the globe.
And these dominant bacteria types, what do we know about them?
Well, that's a great question. And I think what was really interesting is, of these 500 species, most of them we know nothing about. They don't have a name. We don't know what they're doing in soil. We haven't grown them in the laboratory. And it really highlights how little we still know about those organisms living in soil.
So these bacteria could be the most important for soil fertility, but we know nothing about them.
Exactly. Yeah. I always get the question, do you find new species of bacteria in soil? And the problem is, most of the bacteria we see in soil are new species, organisms that we know little to nothing about.
So now that we know a little bit more about the kinds of bacteria you find in different environments and that you have these dominant kinds, what's the next step?
Good question. So, now that we have this quote unquote most wanted list, these abundant microorganisms that are found in lots of soil, the next step is to figure out what they're doing and how they may be influencing soil health. And of course, some of these microbes are pathogens, so they're not good for crops. Some are probably innocuous. Many are likely beneficial. And that's really an exciting area of future research, is figuring out how we can manage and understand soil microbial communities to grow crops.
That was Noah Feerer, and the work was published in Science.